Welcome back, everybody. We're diving deep today into agent AI and how it's, well, changing the game for customer experience.
Yeah.
We've been digging into some marketing stuff from Indico. They're kind of at the forefront of all this AI stuff. So we figured, why not unpack it all for you?
And they're not just some small startup either. Indico is working with businesses all over the place, globally, you know.
Right. And their big thing, this OpenCX ecosystem, this AI platform, it's supposed to give businesses like this total view of their customers' whole journey, like everything they do, every interaction.
Like a super detailed map of how customers interact with a company.
Yeah.
And get this, OpenCX isn't just one big program. It's broken down smart into four modules: Omnichannel, Analytics BI, Integrations, and the one we really want to talk about, AI Model Training.
Yes.
That's where the magic happens.
AI Model Training. Okay. So Indico says this happens in three stages: data collection, learning, and then something called hyper-personalization. So how do they actually teach an AI about a specific business?
Well, it starts with data, you know, the foundation of any AI system. Indico uses two main ways to collect it. First, they really go through company documents, you know, contracts, reports, all that internal stuff, helps the AI learn the language of that specific industry.
So the AI gets like a crash course in the company's world. But how do they figure out what's happening outside the company with customers and stuff?
That's where web scraping comes in. They've got these tools that gather data from websites, customer reviews, articles, you name it. It's like an AI detective scouring the internet, looking for any clue about customers and trends.
Gotcha. So training the AI on inside and outside information. But once they have all this data, how does it actually learn?
That's where the magic of machine learning really kicks in. Indico uses both supervised and unsupervised learning. It gets kind of technical.
Hold on. For those of us who aren't like AI experts, break it down for us. Supervised versus unsupervised learning. What's the difference?
Okay. Supervised learning. Imagine you're training a dog, right? You give the AI data that's already labeled, like customer reviews that are marked as positive or negative. The AI learns to make judgments based on those examples.
Learning by example. Gotcha. And what about the unsupervised part?
Okay, think of it this way. You give a kid a box of Legos, no instructions. The AI is exploring the data, looking for patterns and connections on its own without any specific guidance. It could be like figuring out which customers have similar buying habits just from the data.
I'm starting to see how this all fits together. Tons of data, learning from examples, finding its own insights. Okay. But what about this hyper-personalization thing? It sounds pretty futuristic.
Yeah, it's one of the most impressive parts. After all that general learning, Indico tailors the AI to match each client's style, how they communicate, their needs.
So it's not just a generic AI. They make it sound like each company.
Exactly. Say you're a luxury brand, right? Known for being elegant. Indico will train your AI to reflect that. Or maybe you're a tech startup. More casual, playful tone. The AI adapts, so it's seamless for the customer.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered the training part, but what can this AI actually do? What are its superpowers?
Well, OpenCX has a whole bunch of capabilities: natural language processing, predictive analytics, autonomous decision making, machine learning, obviously, reasoning and problem solving, speech and voice recognition.
Those are some big words. But what do they mean in practice? How do those translate into like real world stuff for customers?
Okay, picture this. It's 3 a.m. and you have an urgent question. Normally, you'd be out of luck until morning, right? But with OpenCX, you can chat with an AI-powered bot. It understands your question because of natural language processing. And it can offer solutions through autonomous decision-making. 24/7 customer service powered by AI.
So no more waiting on hold forever. I like it. But what if it's not an urgent problem? Just a customer needing a little guidance, maybe?
Ah, well, that's where predictive analytics comes in. Like how Netflix recommends movies based on what you've watched before. OpenCX does the same thing, but for products or services. The AI predicts what a customer might want next, you know? Hyper-personalized recommendations.
So not just reacting to problems, but actually anticipating needs.
Smart. Okay, but how does OpenCX help the businesses themselves? Besides happy customers, of course.
Cost reduction. Think of all those routine tasks that eat up employee time. Answering FAQs, simple orders, scheduling. OpenCX can automate all that. Frees up human teams to do more strategic stuff.
It's like giving them a superpowered assistant, which brings up an important point. It's not about AI taking over jobs. It's about AI making those jobs better.
Right, augmenting their capabilities, working together. It's human plus machine, not one versus the other.
So it's about finding the right balance between human intelligence and artificial intelligence. Makes sense. Okay, so where is Intico actually using these solutions? What kinds of businesses are we talking about? They work with a lot of different clients, but they're seeing big success in four main industries: finance, healthcare, hospitality, and retail. All industries that need seamless, personalized customer experiences.
Okay, let's dive into those. Can you give us some specific examples of how OpenCX is transforming customer experience in each industry?
Sure. Let's start with finance. Imagine you're trying to do your banking online, right? Transferring funds, checking your balance, maybe even applying for a loan. It can be complicated. Lots of steps, waiting, maybe even having to go to the actual bank. But with OpenCX, everything's streamlined and personalized. The AI can guide you, answer your questions instantly, and even suggest products based on your financial situation.
So like having a personal financial advisor, but available 24/7, I can see how that would be helpful. What about healthcare? That industry is known for long waits and impersonal interactions. How's OpenCX making a difference there?
Think about scheduling an appointment, refilling prescriptions, or even just getting basic medical advice. Those things can take forever, and it's frustrating. OpenCX streamlines all of that. The AI handles appointments, answers questions about medications, and even points patients to the right resources based on their symptoms.
That's a big deal, especially with how important access to healthcare is these days. Saves time, reduces frustration, and the healthcare providers can focus on the more complex stuff. Okay, let's move on to hospitality. It's all about those personalized experiences, but it takes a lot of work, right? So how's OpenCX helping hotels and such?
Think about checking into a hotel, booking tours, ordering room service. Usually we're talking to different staff, maybe hitting language barriers, waiting in lines. OpenCX smooths all of that out. The AI can do check-ins, act as a concierge in different languages, and even predict what guests need based on their preferences.
Makes traveling a lot less stressful, especially in a foreign country. You get that personalized touch without all the hassle. Now, last but not least, retail. E-commerce has shaken things up big time, and retailers are fighting for attention. How's OpenCX helping them stand out?
Okay, imagine you're shopping online, trying to find that perfect thing, figuring out sizes and colors, maybe even wanting some style advice. It can be overwhelming, you know, endless scrolling, frustration, and maybe you even give up and leave your cart full. But OpenCX turns that experience into a personalized journey. The AI can act as your personal stylist, recommending things based on what you like, helping you buy things, answering questions about sizes and fit.
It's like having a personal shopper right there in your pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm really seeing here is that Intico isn't just focusing on those one-off interactions. They're all about this seamless, omni-channel experience. What does that mean exactly? How does it actually work?
Basically, it means no matter how you interact with the company, whether it's their website, app, social media, even in person, you get the same level of personalized service. The AI tracks your journey across all those touch points. It makes sure you feel valued and understood no matter how you choose to connect.
Okay, I have to admit, this is all pretty futuristic. Before we get too carried away, we need to talk about the elephant in the room. The fear that AI is going to, you know, take over the world and we'll all be out of jobs.
Right. The robot takeover. It's a valid concern. People hear AI and think robots are coming for their jobs.
Exactly. So what's Intico's take on this? Are they building an AI army to replace us all?
Not quite. Intico is very clear about this. AI isn't about replacing humans. It's about helping us. OpenCX is designed to work with human teams, make them better at their jobs, let them focus on what they're good at.
So it's not human versus machine. It's human plus machine, working together to make things better.
That's it. Finding the right balance, using each one's strengths.
Okay, I'm getting a much clearer picture now. Intico is saying, let AI do the boring stuff, the repetitive stuff, and let your human talent focus on the important things. Building relationships, solving problems, innovating. It's a pretty powerful message. But what does this mean for the future of customer experience? Okay. What can we expect from all this agent AI stuff in the years to come?
Well, agent AI is definitely going to change how businesses interact with their customers, big time. We're already seeing it happening in those industries we talked about, finance, healthcare, and all that. But this is just the beginning.
Give us a glimpse into the future. What's coming next?
One of the coolest things is how AI is getting better at understanding human emotions. It's not just about processing basic requests anymore. AI systems are starting to actually sense how a customer is feeling and respond accordingly.
So it's not just what they're saying, but how they're feeling. That adds a whole other layer of personalization.
Exactly. And that's where Intico's focus on continuous learning comes in. OpenCX is constantly learning from its interactions, getting better at understanding human behavior and emotions, which means the AI gets better at anticipating needs, offering solutions, and delivering truly personalized experiences.
It's not static. It's evolving, learning, growing along with the customers. That's both exciting and kind of mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, but it's also really promising. Agent AI has the potential to create customer experiences that are truly seamless, personalized, and ultimately more human.
Right, we've covered a lot of ground today. Let's recap some of the key things we've learned about Agent AI.
Sure, first off, Agent AI is here to stay. It's not a fad. It's a fundamental shift in how businesses operate.
And it's not about replacing humans. It's about helping them do their jobs better.
Right. It's about creating a partnership. Human plus machine working together. More efficient, more productive, and ultimately a better experience for everyone.
We've also seen how it's being used in different industries to change the customer experience.
And like I said, that's just the start. As AI keeps evolving and learning, we're going to see even more innovative uses, even more personalized experiences.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners today?
The big takeaway is this. Agent AI is shaping the future of customer experience. It has the potential to create a world where customer interactions are seamless, personalized, and, believe it or not, more human. But it's up to us, businesses and individuals, to use this technology responsibly and ethically. Always keep the human element at the forefront.
That's a great point. Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Hit me with it.
How might Agent AI impact your industry or even your personal life in the near future? Think about it. The possibilities, the challenges, the benefits. The world of Agent AI is changing fast, and we all need to be ready for it.
That's right. It's not just about understanding the tech. It's about understanding how it's going to impact our lives, our work, our future.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll explore Intico's vision for the future of customer experience in more detail. Thanks for listening.
It's been great talking about all this with you. You know, digging deeper into Intico's approach, what stands out is how much they emphasize the human element.
It's a nice change, isn't it? It'd be easy to just focus on all the tech and forget about the people involved.
Yeah, totally. They're always talking about how OpenCX actually empowers human teams. It's not just about making things faster or more automated. It's about freeing up those employees so they can do the stuff that requires a human touch.
Yeah.
The creative stuff, the problem solving.
It makes you think about, like, a customer service rep. Instead of answering the same basic questions all day long, they can actually focus on those trickier cases, the customers who really need that extra bit of help.
Exactly. It's about turning those simple transactions into actual, meaningful connections. And that's where we humans shine, right? Empathy, building rapport, understanding all those subtle things in communication. AI can help, it can do a lot of the work, but it's that human touch that makes the experience truly great.
And sometimes you just need to talk to a real person, you know, someone who gets it, someone who understands what you're going through, whether it's frustration or excitement.
Totally agree. And Intico seems to get that. They're not trying to get rid of human interaction completely. They're just making it better, more efficient, more effective, and more enjoyable for everyone involved.
Which brings us to another interesting point, the future of work. Some people hear AI and think robots are taking our jobs. But Intico seems to be saying something different, like AI and humans working together side by side.
Yeah, it's not about humans versus machines. It's human plus machine. It's about using AI to make our skills and knowledge even better.
So we shouldn't be scared of AI. We should be thinking about how to work with it, how to use it to create new opportunities, new ways of working.
Exactly. It's all about adapting, learning, and always being open to new things. Just like AI is always learning and improving, we need to do the same.
It's not just about the technology changing, it's about our mindset changing too.
It is. It's about seeing a future where AI isn't the enemy. It's a powerful tool we can use to our advantage.
And it's interesting how Intico connects their vision for the future of work with their vision for customer experience. Mm. They seem to get that happy employees lead to happy customers.
It's a holistic approach, right? They're looking at the big picture, how everything's connected. They get that happy employees mean better customer service, which means loyal customers, which ultimately means a more successful business.
Everyone wins. And it all starts with understanding what AI can really do, seeing it not just as technology, but as a way to make things better for everyone.
That's a good way to put it. It's about seeing the bigger picture and understanding how AI can create a ripple effect of positive change, not just within a company, but beyond it.
I'm feeling pretty optimistic about all this. But let's get real for a second. We've talked about the good stuff, but are there any potential downsides to AI? Risks that people should know about?
That's a really important question. Every new technology has its challenges, and AI is no exception. One of the big ones is data privacy. AI systems need a ton of data to work properly, but that data often includes personal information, and there's always a risk that it could be misused or end up in the wrong hands.
So it's not just about collecting the data, it's about protecting it.
Yeah.
And being transparent with customers about how it's being used.
Exactly. Businesses need to be really careful. They need to follow the rules, keep that data safe, and make sure they're using it responsibly. Transparency is key. Customers need to know what's happening with their data.
It's a tricky balance, right?
Okay.
Using the power of data while respecting people's privacy.
It is. It's complex. It's about finding that sweet spot between innovating and being responsible, pushing the boundaries while protecting people's rights and privacy.
It's good to remember that technology itself isn't good or bad. It's all about how it's used, the intentions behind it, the ethics guiding its development.
Couldn't agree more. It's about making sure this powerful tool is used to benefit everyone.
It's about being aware of the potential problems while staying optimistic about the potential good, asking the right questions, having open conversations, and making sure AI aligns with our values.
Yeah, being proactive, not just letting technology happen to us, but actively shaping it to create the future we want.
You know, this conversation reminds me of something else Indico talks about, creating a seamless omnichannel experience. It's not just about good customer service on one platform. It's about a consistent experience across every touch point, online, in store, on the phone, everything.
That's so important for the future of customer experience. Customers expect that consistency no matter how they choose to interact with a brand. They want to feel recognized and understood.
And AI is a big part of making that happen. It helps businesses collect data from everywhere, track customer journeys across different platforms, and tailor those interactions based on what customers like and how they behave.
It's about breaking down those walls between different channels and creating one unified view of the customer, so businesses can provide a truly personalized experience. Think about it. Someone's browsing a website, adds things to their cart, but then leaves without buying anything. An AI system can see that, send a personalized email, maybe even offer a discount to get them to come back and finish the purchase.
Or someone calls customer service with a question about something they bought online. The AI system can see their purchase history, understand their past interactions, and give a more helpful, personalized response.
Exactly. Those are just a couple of examples of how AI is making this omni-channel thing possible. And as AI keeps getting smarter, we can expect even more cool applications and ways to personalize those interactions.
It's pretty incredible to think about how far we've come and how much potential there still is. It feels like we're on the edge of something brand new, a whole new way of interacting with technology and with each other.
It's an exciting time, that's for sure. We're witnessing a real revolution, but it's also important to think carefully about what it all means, to make sure we use this power the right way.
It's about finding that balance, right? Where technology makes our lives better without taking over. Where it helps us be more human, not less.
Absolutely. It's about approaching all this with a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of caution. It's about understanding that we have the power to shape this future, and we need to do it wisely.
You know, it's interesting talking about Indico and their vision. Mm. It's like they're not just selling a product, they're presenting a whole new way of thinking.
It's a vision that's both innovative and human-centered. They recognize how powerful technology is, but they also know how important human connection is. Empathy, creativity, they challenge us to think beyond just making money, to think about the impact of our choices on a larger scale.
It's a vision that makes you want to be better, do better,
mm.
to use AI to create a future where everyone can thrive.
It is. It reminds us that technology is just a tool. It's up to us to use it to build a world that's fairer, more equitable, more fulfilling for everyone.
It's a good reminder that we're all in this together, humans and machines. And the future we create depends on the choices we make right now.
So let's make good choices, let's be compassionate, and let's use technology to bring out the best in ourselves and in each other.
On that note, we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive. Come back for the final part where we'll get philosophical. We'll explore what it means to be human in this age of intelligent machines.
I can't wait to keep exploring all this with you.
It's really interesting, you know, as we've been talking about agent AI, it's clear that Indico is thinking about the big picture, not just the practical stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're pushing us to think beyond just the technology itself, to really grapple with what it means to be human in this new world we're creating.
It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement or the fear of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And forget that it's ultimately a tool, a really powerful tool, but still just a tool.
Exactly. And like any tool, its impact depends on us, the people who are building it, using it, and making decisions about how it's used.
Which makes you realize AI isn't some separate thing, mm-hmm. you know. It's a reflection of us, our values, our flaws, even our hopes for the future.
It really is. The future of AI and how it impacts humanity is going to be shaped by the choices we make today, the ethical lines we draw, the values we prioritize.
So understanding the technology is important, but understanding ourselves is just as important. Knowing what motivates us, our capacity for good and bad, and the role we play in all of this.
It's a call to action, really, to have these conversations, to think critically about what role we want AI to play in our lives, our societies. It's about shaping our future together.
Thinking back to Intico and their vision for the future of customer experience, it's more than just selling a product. It's a whole new way of looking at things.
It is. It's innovative, but it's also very human-centered. They acknowledge the power of technology, but they don't forget about human connection, empathy, creativity, those things that make us unique.
And they make us think beyond just profits and numbers.
Yeah. You know,
to consider the impact of our choices on a bigger scale.
Definitely. It's a vision that inspires you to be better, do better, to use AI to create a future where everyone can benefit.
And it all comes back to that idea we talked about earlier. The lines between the physical and digital world are blurring.
It's happening all around us. As technology becomes more integrated into our lives, that blending is inevitable. AI isn't just in labs or sci-fi movies anymore. It's woven into our everyday experiences.
Think about it. Personalized recommendations on streaming services, navigation apps that get us where we need to go. AI is already shaping our world in so many ways.
And as it keeps getting smarter, that influence is only going to grow, from managing our finances to monitoring our health, even to helping us learn new things and express ourselves creatively.
It really feels like we're on the verge of something huge, a new era with endless possibilities. But it's an era that we need to navigate carefully.
It is. There are so many opportunities, but also risks and unknowns. We need to approach it all with a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of caution.
It's about being adaptable, open to new ideas, and committed to learning. And most importantly, it's about consciously shaping the future we want.
Absolutely. We need to work together, have honest conversations, and make sure technology is developed in a way that benefits everyone.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Agent AI, here's something to think about. We've talked about how AI is changing the world, but how is it changing us?
That's the real question, isn't it? As we rely more and more on AI, as it becomes more a part of our lives, what does it mean to be human?
That's the challenge we face. To embrace the possibilities of AI, but also to hold on to our humanity. To make sure technology serves us, not the other way around. And to use it to build a future that's both innovative and compassionate. That's efficient and meaningful.
Well said. It's been great exploring all these ideas with you.
And thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Agent AI. Keep those questions coming. Keep exploring and keep shaping the future you want to see. Until next time.